Thune hunkered low over his desk. His voice rumbled deep inside his throat. "Don't you dare give me an order, Captain. I'm governor of this planet, not one of your grunts." The veins in Thune's neck pulsed rapidly, flushing his face as bright as his beard. "I will decide what we should and should not do." Then, his eyes shooting daggers at Alcigny, "And I will not let you use my people as bait." The office grew very quiet. Mac removed his cowboy hat and smoothed his uncombed hair.
"I'm sorry, Governor, but a plan is a plan."
In the moment it took Thune to register the AI's disobedience, Jalon reached behind her back and unholstered a small black pistol scarcely larger than her palm. She leveled the weapon at the center of Thune's chest. In accordance with Section 2, Paragraph 8 of the Internal Security Amendment to the UNSC Colonial Charter, I hereby revoke your title and your privilege.
"Lars! Finn!" Thune bellowed,
but the two constables were already halfway through the office door, M7s up against their shoulders, aimed right at Jalon. Avery still didn't understand the argument, but he knew one thing for sure. Alcigny and Ponder, his commanding officers, weren't on the governor's side. That was reason enough for his response, but frankly, he didn't much like the constables pointing their weapons at a woman's back. As the first officer stalked past, Avery grabbed the top of his M7 and jerked the weapon down. As the constable fell across Avery's body, he hammered his right elbow into the man's nose, accelerating the constable's drop to the floor and relieving him of his weapon. When the second constable swung toward Avery, Byrne swept the man off his feet with a deft swipe of his boot and followed him to the office carpet. One knee in the constable's neck and the other crushing his M7 to his chest, Byrne gave the man a second to stop struggling. When he didn't, the staff sergeant smiled and knocked him out with a short, sharp punch to the chin. "Are we secure?" Jalon hadn't moved. Her eyes and her pistol were still locked on Thune. Avery slid the M7's charging handle back a hair. There was a round in the chamber. If the constable had fired, he could have killed Jalon. As the man tried to rise, Avery gave him a swift kick in the gut.
"Yes, ma'am."
Thune's eyes narrowed.
"Who do you think you are, Alcigny?"
"The highest-ranking military officer on this planet," she replied, then repeated her previous declaration. "In accordance with Section 2, Paragraph—"
"You can quote any legal bullshit you want. I'm not going to step down."
"Governor, are you sure?" Mac asked.
"Are you deaf?"
Thune slammed his fist onto his desk with enough force to break a weaker man's knuckles. His voice was full of venom.
"Want me to say it again?"
Jalon straightened her arm.
"No."
Her pistol cracked 3 times, and Thune staggered back, spraying red from the open collar of his shirt. In a flash, Avery was past the lieutenant commander and across Thune's desk, sliding feet first over the polished oak. Byrne dashed around the desk to meet him, and together they covered the governor as he slumped to the floor.
"Healy!" Avery shouted into his throat mic. "Get up here!"
"That won't be necessary," Jalon said. Avery was about to remind the lieutenant commander that she just mortally wounded a colonial governor when his nostrils filled with a sweet, familiar scent.
"Clever,"
Byrne snorted. He reached for Thune's reddened shirt and rubbed the sticky residue of TTR rounds between his fingers.
"Out like a light."
"And he's going to stay that way." Jalon saved her pistol and slid it back into her holster, all the way to Fleetcom HQ. Suddenly, Ponder began to sway.
"Actually, ma'am, I think getting the doc might not be a bad idea."
Then he fell to the floor, his good arm clutched against his left side. Avery sprinted back around the desk. By the time he reached Ponder, Jalon had already dropped to her knees and ripped open the captain's shirt. The biofoam cast covering his chest was soaked with bloody blotches, and unlike Thune, this was the real thing.
"Healy, double time,"
Avery growled, then whipping his head around to face Jalon.
"Ma'am, things are going sideways and I don't like it. I want to know what you're planning, and I want to know now, because I'm pretty sure whatever it is, you're counting on me and Byrne to get it done."
Jalon took a deep breath. "All right." She stared at Avery, her deep green eyes narrowed halfway between respect and reservation. "Go ahead, Loki. Tell them." For a second, Avery wondered who Jalon was talking to. Then he heard Mac clear his throat.
"Yes,"
the AI smiled as Avery turned to face the holoprojector. He looked a little embarrassed.
Yes, I guess I should start with that.